Welcome. Stephanie Fahnhul is with us today. She's the executive director of Smart Start in North Carolina. Smart Start was created in 1993 by then Governor Jim Hunt as an innovative way to tackle an important problem. Children were coming to school unprepared to learn. A related challenge was that childcare in North Carolina was poorly financed, fragmented, and often low quality. Now, almost 20 years later, Smart Start provides funding to local programs that serve children under six and their families in all of North Carolina's 100 counties. Its annual budget is about $200 million, mostly state funds, but about 10% raised privately. It's been called the most ambitious, large-scale effort to build a comprehensive system of early childhood services in the U.S. To learn more about Smart Start, we have Stephanie Fahnhul via Skype from her office in Raleigh. She's been the director there for 5 years and also serves as the president of the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm always delighted to have an opportunity to talk about Smart Start to a broader audience.
Tell us about how you would describe Smart Start and what it does.
So we're made up not just of a state agency, which is what I run here today, but of 77 local partnerships. So there's 77 independent nonprofits that are linked together to create a network. And all of us are dedicated to trying to be sure that every child in North Carolina gets whatever they need to grow up and be successful in the future.
And give us, if you would, one more level of detail so we understand the different aspects of the mission in terms of what specifically Smart Start does.
We educate first and foremost. We educate North Carolinians about why they need to invest in early education, why the dollars that go into child's early years make the biggest return on our investment. So we educate. We are also innovators. And we establish innovative programs that we measure that are high performing for both for the young children and for the community. It's not we can't do this work all by ourselves. We don't drop in from the state capitol and tell people how to fix their community, but rather bring all those people together, develop our relationships, leverage the funding, come up with a new way to add additional dollars to make something happen. So relationships first at the local level, then at the state level, and in fact, sometimes at the national level, is part of what we do every day when we work. And then, clearly, one of our jobs is to increase the investment. So whether we do that by leveraging additional local dollars, raising money, which we do across the state, in each individual community, we have a requirement that the local partnerships raise private dollars. And then here at the state level, I raise dollars for our local partnerships to try out experiments and to develop new and exciting evidence-based and evidence-informed projects.
So I know that one important policy change in North Carolina has been the introduction of a star rating system for childcare providers. 1 star for the lowest quality, up to 5 stars for the highest, something actually that's come to Wisconsin recently as well. Smart Start played a role there in helping childcare providers to improve their quality. Tell us about the results of that effort.
It was in 2000 when we unveiled the rated license. And our quality rated system, and there are only two other states that do this, was embedded in the childcare license. So everybody had to have a star. What happened since we started is that in 2001, 33% of the children in early care and education were in 4- and 5-star centers, 33%. And today, 67% of children in childcare are in 4- and 5-star centers. And we are about the business of eliminating 1- and 2-star centers in this state. So we've lifted the level of care available across the state with those partnerships working together to drive quality.
And you've noted that higher quality childcare, more 4-star, 5-star rated centers, has produced visible results on the ground. Tell us about that.
Back in the 90s, our turnover rate in childcare was about 40%. It was a little over 40%. So it meant that you could bring your baby in to be taken care of, and there would be, in the course of the year, there would be all this turnover where new people would have to come in and learn your baby, figure out what was important to them, and actually try to teach them. It's now down to 20. It's 24% across the state. And they're educated, they're better compensated, they have benefits, And all of that's possible because of the frame of the rated license. This is part of Smart Start's power. It is so locally focused that it is not about a state saying everyone shall do X, Y, or Z. It's about a local community embracing change and innovation and working in that community to make it happen. So in the process of increasing the number of stars that are available to young children, we had people in every community people, talking to the parents as well as the providers and figuring out what it was going to take for them to be a higher star. So all of that was happening at the same time.
And finally, in terms of what specifically was done to boost childcare quality in North Carolina, some of Smart Start's funds, I know, went to actual wage supports to pay workers more. There was also the TEACH is an acronym, the TEACH Early Childhood Project, that I believe gives childcare workers opportunities to take classes and earn a degree at community colleges. Is that right?
What we were able to do is, through the community college system, provide scholarships for people to take first just one course, then the introductory course, then the first aid course, and so that they could build to get an associate degree through the community college system. We had enormous participation. The childcare workers of our state, didn't matter whether they worked in a private or a profit or a nonprofit program, whether they worked for Head Start, they were hungry to have more opportunities to be educated. And the vast majority of them were the first generation folk to get any post-secondary education. So here we offered them this great gift. And it wasn't free. I mean, they got a stipend. We helped them pay for childcare. But if they didn't get a good grade, there was no reward at the end. So they were going to get their good grade, and their employers, the employers stepped in to help. The community colleges added additional coursework. And we educated this particular strata of our workforce so that they were able, when the five stars came in, to step up, and with their degrees, programs were able to increase the stars. Because the stars are primarily based upon the education level of the staff in the childcare programs.
Okay, I'm going to ask Stephanie two more questions, and I'm going to post her answers, the audio of her answers, on the blog. I'm going to ask her about her advice for state officials in the U.S. who may be interested in implementing a version of Smart Start where they live. And I'm also going to ask her about the business community's involvement in the program. But for now, Stephanie Fonhuel, thank you for joining us and for sharing your insights into this innovative public-private partnership that is no doubt advancing the well-being of North Carolina's youngest children.
Thank you, Andy.